B-Pod Studios.
We've got Andrew Murray on the phone from the United States Department of Justice. Good morning, Mr. Murray. How do we refer to you?
Good morning. You can refer to me. Well, it's U.S. Attorney Murray.
U.S. Attorney Murray, yes. Roy Loren, can you hear the U.S. Attorney?
I can, just fine.
Okay, good. They're working remotely today from home, and they'll be doing so for the next couple of weeks, Attorney Murray. So we had you on today because we feel like it's really important that you and the FBI have issued this warning against COVID-19 scams that are popping up all over.
Absolutely. They are, you know, you have unscrupulous actors out there that will take advantage of any opportunity. And we have a population that's extremely vulnerable at this time. And so there's a lot of anxiety, and they are popping up with things like products that are online and other stores that are vaccines or drinks or lotions or potions or snake oils that are not a cure. They're not going to prevent COVID-19. And your listeners need to know that not to buy anything online. Only through medical providers should you get anything that may or may not help. There's also phishing emails out there that where they're pretending to be the CDC or Centers for Disease Control or the World Health Organization, trying to get you to go online and to donate and to put money. They are complete scams. If listeners want to know what the CDC or who is putting out, they need to go directly to their websites. And there's fake charities everywhere popping up. And so most of all, I want your listeners, and especially the elderly, to be certain not to fall to any of these scams, not to give any banking information, credit card information, debit card information, or other personal information to anybody that's contacting you online that you haven't had an established relationship with. You need to vet people online. You need to go to Better Business Bureau, and you need to talk to loved ones, but never give over your information.
So what should somebody do if they come in contact with a phone call that they think is a scam or an email?
So there's a National Center for Disease Fraud hotline that's been set up. The number is 866-720-5721, or by email, disaster@leolawenforcementofficer.gov. disaster@leo.gov. That is a national setup. It also has all of the federal agencies represented at this national center, where they will then decipher, filter, and send it out to their different agencies that investigate, and they will bring them then to the U.S. Attorney's Office to prosecute. We are interested in investigating and prosecuting anyone that's going to take advantage of the public during this time. And I will tell you, we have all barrels loaded, and we will do everything possible to use the full extent of the law to put people in jail.
I love that language right there. Don't you love that, Roy? Like, they
wrote the book.
I mean, honestly, that is so great to hear. The United States Attorney Andrew Murray on from the Western District of North Carolina with Manny, Roy, and Loren as we're talking about the warnings for COVID-19 scam.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I mean, I get so disgusted when it's times like this, times of a crisis, and people are taking advantage of other people. I can't wrap my head around it. Like, I saw crowdfunding for masks, and I think, if I read the article correctly, it was all one big scam. And you're sitting there thinking, yeah, you know, if a hospital needed masks or they needed to buy more masks, they wouldn't do it through a crowdfunding website. Like, that's not right. But it's so important that this stuff gets reported, and we have U.S. Attorney Murray on the case to catch him, and I love it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ro. There are people out there that will use anything, including crowdsourcing, to try to get money. And we're looking for them, and we are going to ferret them out, and we're going to make sure that they're going to spend some considerable amount of time in isolation.
What is it, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, Attorney Murray, but what is it like psychologically that drives these people to do this at a time when, like, we need to come together?
You know, you have two spectrums. You do have a lot of great benevolent people and a lot of businesses that are doing some amazing things for the community and society. But you have the other extreme. You have unscrupulous actors that tend to act like monsters, and they will take advantage of any situation. They would take an old lady's pocketbook when she steps into the car and leaves it, unfortunately, sitting in the cart, right? There are people that will just take advantage of any opportunity they can.
What are the telltale signs that somebody is trying to pull one over on you? Is it somebody calling and asking, obviously, for personal information?
It comes in all forms. You know, we are hooked up all the time with our phone, with our computer, with our iPods, and most of it is through those. So, yes, getting solicited for phone calls typically is a scam. Getting the things that pop up on your computer is a scam. If you then give them information or give them the opportunity to get to your computer, they are putting malware on there. Oftentimes they are shutting it down, and then they're asking you to pay a ransom to get it back up, and that may or not work. A lot of times they'll ask for a ransom, and then they'll ask for a second ransom or a third ransom. So the way to protect yourself is not to open up any of those phishing expeditions that you don't know the sender. Not to talk to somebody or give them information to get into your computer. That way you're protecting yourself from it ever occurring.
How satisfying is it for you, Attorney Murray, to like set up the sting? You got the fish on the hook. These dopes think that they're putting one over on somebody, and bang, you go in there and you nail them, and then you bring them to justice, like you said. That's got to be satisfying for the American people.
Listen, this is an awesome job. I get to do justice every day. I have some really hardworking, dedicated public servants that are here. And, you know, we're teleworking also, but we have to also keep the justice system working. So
yeah.
We have people coming in. They're meeting with the agents. They're sending them out to gather more information for them. And we're working every day. And the satisfaction is unbelievable when you take down any organization that is out there committing fraud, any individuals committing fraud, and bilking you and me out of our hard-earned money. I have an 85-year-old mother-in-law that lives with me. She gets calls constantly. It drives me crazy. And I am here, and I tell all of my employees that we're going to do everything we can, especially for elder fraud, our most vulnerable population.
And people could get information at usdog.gov. There's a bunch of stuff on that website. We'll also put it up on our website as well, kiss951.com.
We want to thank you, U.S. Attorney Andrew Murray, for joining us here on the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show in Kiss95.1.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks for getting the message out.
Yeah, for sure. Feel free to hit us back or let us know if you need us to come on. If there's anything new we need to get out in the public, we're here for you, okay?
Great. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks, Attorney Murray. Have a great day.
All right. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.